And now, from the DTC Sports Broadcast Studio, it's time for another episode of The Box Score, the weekly Middle Tennessee High School sports podcast for all things sports in Cannon, DeKalb, Gordonsville, Smith, and Watertown. Featuring your hosts, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair.
Now, welcome to The Box Score, Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. And Murph, we've got 6 weeks down and five to go. A lot of teams hadn't had their bye week yet, so only have four games left. I think that's the case in a lot of regions. But you're fixing to see those byes, and I'm sure these coaches are proud of that because they get an opportunity to heal some people up.
I got a lot of radio stations across the state that I have to send my statewide show out to every Tuesday, and it was hard for me to even comprehend that after this week, we've only got four more weeks of the regular season. It has just flown by.
You know, it has been hot. It's around 90 degrees this week to the upper 80s. But once the sun goes down, it's extremely nice weather. And except for 1 week when we had the storms, it's going real well.
I agree. But in October, it's supposed to be kind of cool.
Right.
Even with global warming.
Right. That's for sure. Let's go ahead and look at the Upperman at DeKalb County. The Bees go to Smithville and get a big win, 41-6. That's Justin Malden's alma mater in the Upperman. First downs, 14-8. Dominated rushing yards, 292-99. Just a big night for Upperman, and really Murphy beating DeKalb and beating them soundly.
Yeah, that one, Upperman had a loss, I think, the week before.
Right.
And had me scratching my head just a little bit, but they're a team that's going to be playing deep into November, I think, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if they're not playing in Chattanooga in December.
453 yards to 164 yards as Center Hill Lake separates Baxter and Smithville. Let's go ahead and look at the individual numbers. Sonica Carthage bringing us those. We appreciate them. Bronson Chaffin, a perfect night, 7 of 7 for 161 yards. And Murphy, when you throw it for 25 yards a clip, you're throwing some deep balls that are very accurate.
The only way you can beat those numbers is throw it a few more times, right?
Right. Four rushes for 103 yards, five total touchdowns. Carmine Phillips, six carries for 123 yards and a score. Colton Johnson, three catches, 44 yards and two touchdowns. For the Tigers, that were led by Cecil Ketchum, 11 rushes for 54 yards and a score. And then Jesse Fouch had four receptions for 61 yards. And things aren't going to get any easier for DeKalb as they're getting in the meat of that region 4A schedule.
And you know, 4A football all across the state is very, very competitive. There might be one team in each region that's not on par with everybody else. But on Friday nights, it's one of those anybody can beat anybody if you don't bring your A game.
You got to remember Alcoa, I think they're 4A now, so that all roads are going to go through the Tornadoes until they prove that otherwise. They've won however many state championships in a row.
10 or maybe 11,
right.
I'm not sure.
A bunch. Let's go ahead and look at some more community of Watertown. Watertown continues their role after losing their opening game. This is their fourth straight win. They get it 30-7 over the Community Vikings out of Unionville. In Bedford County, Garrett Davis, 7 of 9, 62 yards, a couple of scores, 8 rushes, 108 yards, and a score. Daceo Carter, 5 carries, 84 yards. Carmilla Davis, 3 receptions, 42 yards, a couple of scores. And then defensively, Will Burns with 4 sacks. Watertown got a huge game this week against Sequatchie, which could have region championship implications if Watertown could beat Sequatchie, because they've already knocked off who everybody thought would win the region in Giles County.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm scratching my head trying to figure out why Community cannot be any better than what they are. It's out in the middle of nowhere. It's, 15 minutes or less from downtown Murfreesboro?
Not far from Shebel either.
No, they're not. And they could pull some athletes from Riverdale and from Blackman, because you know as well as I do, you got to be a pretty darn good football player to play at either one of those schools. And I would think a lot of kids would like to trade a state championship ring for the right to play 15 or 20 minutes on Friday night, but it doesn't seem to work that way, does it?
Gordonsville goes to Jackson County and a big statement win for them, 48-7. They're still the cream of the crop in Region 4-2A. Jay Foster, 11 of 16, 268 yards.
Wow.
And once again, Murph, 25 yards of reception, three touchdowns. Kamrick Stott, two receptions, 155 yards. That's 72 and a half yards. No, 77 and a half yards per reception and two touchdowns. That's going deep right there.
Well, it really is. And I would really like to see what the yards after catch was, because
right,
there had to be some long runs after a nice pass by Mr. Foster.
Of course, that game was in Gainesboro as well. Skyler Stacy, he plays quarterback some, so does Colt Loftus, which is Sean Loftus, the head coach's son. He's more the runner, and Stacy had five carries for 50 yards and a touchdown. Loftus is more their throwing quarterback. Aiden Netherton, he's their kicker, and he also had four receptions for 26 yards, but an impressive win for the Tigers, Murph.
Yeah, and Jackson County is one of those teams that everybody else in this region of Smith County, Trousdale County, Jackson County, so on, they worry about having to play Jackson County because they're a much better football team than their record would indicate.
Cannon County at Clay County, and Clay County gets the big win at home over Cannon. Eli Garrett, 17 of 23, in the air, 296 passing yards, three touchdowns, an interception. Miles Alexander, a big night, five receptions, 128 yards and a score. Jackson Miles, five receptions, 77 yards and a score. But they just could not slow down that Clay County rushing attack. And when you look at their quarterback and his cousin, which is a big bruising back for them, Clay County's guys up front paved the way for this 9-point win.
That was one of the toughest games statewide that I had to make up my mind on. I probably changed my mind five or six times in that one before I finally picked Clay County to win that game. I think the fact that it was played in Clay County was probably the major difference there.
Smith County goes to Hartsville and gets the win, 22-8. Riley Martin, 142 yards passing, 66 yards rushing. That included minus 19 yards at the tail end on kneel downs. And then Gage Gibbs, three receptions for 72 yards and a scoop and score. Going into the game, the Owls were giving up 64% on fourth down. They allowed one of six. They stopped five drives for Trousdale County. Gage Gibbs, a scoop and score. The Owls had two fumble recoveries in the game. They only had one in their first five games. Trousdale County led by Aiden Link, four for nine for 44 yards, 46 yards rushing. Deacon and Garrett, one reception, 14 yards, and the Jackets only score. Let's go ahead and look at the region scores. Sequatchie, a big win over Forest, 54-35, and Giles County over Lincoln County, 28-20. And in Region 4-4A, White County, a big win at home over the defending Class 4A state champ, Macon County, 26-14. Stone edges by Warren County, 24-17. And Livingston beats Pickett in homecoming, 69-0. We'll have an interview with Tommy Hinch when we return, as we remind you, you're watching The Box Score, brought to you by Paybutt Restorations.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
DTC delivers the internet you need with customer service that is second to none. We're your friends and neighbors, working nonstop to make everyday life even better.
Right now, new customers score free internet until 2026 when you sign up with AutoPay. That's a winning serve for your home and family. Don't just play, make gains with every swing.
We're standing by, ready to help you take the next step. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
And welcome back to The Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations. And we've been joined by Cannon County Head Coach Tommy Hinch. And Coach Hinch, thanks for taking the time for us.
I appreciate it.
Coach, when you look, I know you're coming off a loss against Clay County last week, a team that I saw earlier in the year when Smith County played. Of course, the very first game of the year, their quarterback didn't play when they went to Glasgow. But they're 5-1 now and got a good squad. I know that when you look at the physicality that Gordonsville played with and with Clay County played with, I know in the long run that's got to help you.
Yeah, it's definitely a really good feeling to know that we went through these two games and we battled them. And we didn't quite meet their physicality, but there was moments where we were, especially on the offensive side, defensively. Our young guys are kind of understanding now what that standard of physicality really is. So it definitely is it's a plus, and it's a blessing to go play those types of teams. And then being able to compete with them as well and taking it down all the way to late to the fourth quarter, being very competitive in the game. So we just haven't got over that hump yet. But when we do, it's going to be kind of downhill from that point on.
Tommy, it's probably a good thing that they're still in 1A because they've beaten four of the five teams in our region right now. They could be running they could be at the top of the heap in 2A in District 4 the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, that's true. They Clay County pretty much has beat our entire region except Gordonsville, which they don't play. It's a good team that we played last week, for sure.
Coach, when you look at your team, I know that when you look at your quarterback, Garrett, he does a lot of things for you, and he's a special talent. He can run the ball, he can throw the ball, and I think he does a great job of engineering your offense.
Yeah, well, he understands the offense, and it's more than just him. We have a lot of kids around him that understand the offense, too. But definitely, he's the point man. He kind of spins that ball where it needs to go, and then also hand it off. He's a runner now. Last year he was starting to become a runner. This year we've ran him a lot more than we've ever really ran him. His toughness is getting better and better. He's a competitor. He just understands what we want out of this offense. It allows us to do some things and try things out through the week and say, well, that didn't really work out there for him this week. Let's scratch that. Or, hey, he caught on to that. But the good thing is we got a quarterback behind him, Miles Alexander, who's the receiver there, number 11, who can come in, and he has a good grasp of the offense too, just like Eli does. He just don't have the 65-yard arm that Eli has. So we're kind of blessed in that position right now. We have two kids that we can stick back there and really not have to alter the offense too much.
Those two guys have got to make it awfully difficult on opposing defensive coordinators because they can run with the ball, they can throw the ball, they understand the offense, and I think we're really blessed to have those two guys right there. I saw a game last week where Oakland High School, the number one team in the state at 6A, they not only swap quarterbacks every possession, they stop quarterbacks and swap them out every snap of the ball. And it drives opposing DCs crazy.
Yeah, it's especially if it's two different styles of play that a quarterback will bring to you, which Miles does that. Last year we had Colby Miller, which we started doing that a little bit, and we were swapping in and out on the same drive, trying to keep that pace too. That's kind of something we strive at from time to time, using that mixed tempo. It is. It's frustrating. If you're on the defensive side and you really don't know, you know, they're all out on the field at the same time and not one comes, you know, it's easy when personnel groupings are matched. You know, you got a guy, group of guys coming on and off. But, you know, okay, this is what their play call sheet is, and this, you know, we'll prepare for that. But when you have to, you leave the same 11 guys on the football field and you can be, and you can execute, it becomes extremely hard on the defense.
Coach, when you look at this Friday night, of course, you're traveling over to Carthage. The Owls have already got a couple of wins in the region. They're looking to sew up a home playoff berth and look to get a win in order to do that and then set up a region championship match in week 11. I think that comes on Thursday, October 30th. A lot of people feel like the winner of this game has an inside track on hosting an opening round game.
Yeah, the way the region's falling out or kind of coming down with the domino effects and people are, you know, kind of getting further in the season. This game, Friday, is going to be one that could be for possibly the second seed and hosting a playoff game. And our kids know that. Their kids know that. It's going to be another exciting game. What's awesome about this is Woodbury, Tennessee is in another big game. So we've been in a couple of big games already. We haven't been able to come through with it yet, but we're just kind of, we're right on the verge. And we understand where our problems are. We just got to get better with it. But, yeah, whoever wins this game is pretty much in the driver's seat for the number two, but it's not given to you. I mean, for us, we still have Jackson County, who's a quality team, and we still have Trisdale County, who's a quality team too, because these region games are really close.
Coach, this week's the second of three straight road games. I'm curious to find out what the Cannon County crowd looked like in Clay County the other night. That's a pretty good haul from Woodbury, Tennessee. Was our loud and boisterous crowd a part of the game Friday night?
Yeah, we surprisingly, believe it or not, we travel very well. This was almost a 2-hour road trip to go to Salina, Tennessee, but we had a good fan base show up. You know, the stands were, we had people in the stands, we had people on the rails too. If you've ever been to Clay County, you know, the over there on the visitor side, the fence is pretty close, so that's a good place to stand and watch the game. And so we have a good following. Our town, our people still believe in us. They understand that where we're at with our program. And after that loss, you know, I got a lot of texts and stuff, said, hey, way to fight hard. But at the end of the day, that's good, but we're not in it for moral victories. We got to win. We got to get over this hump. We definitely will be a team that will battle you to the end, and we don't quit, but we make too many mistakes that cost you against good teams. And hopefully this coming Friday night, we get over that hump and we're able to get a victory instead of coming down with another close loss.
Coach, everybody in the region has played six games. They've still got 5 weeks to play their remaining four games. So when you look at the balance, and I think Gordonsville's, you know, the best team in the region, maybe not by a lot, but probably the best team in the region. And it looks to me as if the other four teams, you know, which is Smith, Jackson, Cannon, and Trousdale, are pretty evenly matched, or it looks that way on paper.
Well, yeah, Gordonsville has obviously established himself as one of the better teams in the region. And then, like you said, from two on, it's definitely who plays the best game, is, you know, who makes the fewest mistakes. It's just going to be a battle every week. So, whatever region game you go to in our region, it's going to be a close game. And that's how competitive these teams are and how evenly matched they are.
Coach, we will have played 10 straight weeks when we get around to late October. What's the injury situation like among Cannon County's players?
No, we're good. We got some players back too. So that happened last week with our running back. We got him back. Obviously, he's going to have to knock the rust off again another week. But, it usually takes about 2-3 weeks to kind of get back into it, full go. And, he's a talented player and allows us to take another talented player and Kale and Sellers and put him out wide. And it's just one of the things where we, it's not that we were blessed to have injuries and then have to overcome it and then get those kids back. You're not blessed when that happens, but it's a trial and tribulation that you have to go through, and we were better for it, and that's what happened. So now we're kind of full strength. We're dinged up. We've battled. If you're not going to battle, you're not going to get dinged up. So, we got some kids that they're going to play, but they might have a little bit of a sore, deep thigh bruise or something like that. But they'll be ready to go on Friday. Other than that, we're pretty healthy.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you visiting with us, and best of luck when you travel to Al Stadium on Friday night.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
We've been talking to Tommy Hinch, the head coach for Cannon County, and we'll have more of the box score when we return, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile, together. Hard work, real pride, good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking, driven by purpose, powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more. Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Welcome back to the Box Score. Terry Collins on with Murphy Fair. And we've been joined by Al's head coach, Matt Dyer. And coach, you got to feel pretty good after grabbing two region wins, put yourself in a position this Friday night to play for a region championship and also host a first round playoff game.
He did. It does feel good. Proud of our guys, proud of our coaches, and just the way that they've prepared the last few weeks, the way that we've executed a lot better on both sides of the ball, including special teams the last few weeks. It's a group effort, a team effort. It's been fun sitting there watching these guys compete at a high level. And like you said, the two region games are putting us in a pretty good spot to where it secures us a playoff spot and it allows us to continue to compete for a home playoff game. And it allows us to continue to compete for a region championship. So, proud of our guys, proud of our coaches, just the level of fight that they've showed the last 2 weeks and the level of competitiveness that they showed.
Matt, I've been covering Carthage versus Gordonsville. since 1976. Now, I wasn't at all of those games, but a goodly number, primarily because it was the first game of the season. And if things go as Smith County fans would like to see them go, boy, it's gonna be, for all the marbles, the last week of the regular season when you and Gordon's will get together. I can't imagine what the atmosphere must be like when those two teams meet for maybe the regional championship.
Oh yeah, you said it. You know, in the past, we usually play early in the season, whether it's that first week or second week, and you know, the build-up to that game is always fun. The environment is electric. Both teams are, you know, 0-0. You've had the talk up to the all summer, all off-season, all preseason, you know, building both teams up, building the game up, building the atmosphere up, building the event of the game up. And but now, like you said, with it being the very last game of the season, with us being in the same region, it's going to add a little bit more to it. You know, it's got a little bit more weight to the game now since we're in the same region. And, you know, we could potentially be competing for a region championship or, you know, home playoff games. So, you know, that the weight of the moment will be huge. And, you know, it's going to be fun for the community. It's going to be fun for the players, coaches, parents, schools, programs, everything. Just because it's going to mean a little bit more. And, you know, it's going to be an electric environment. I'm sure it's going to be a huge event for the community. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm sure Gordon's is looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun game to be a part of, you know, being the first region game between Gordon'sville and Smith County. And, you know, it just gives you a lot to think about, a lot to prepare for. But, you know, the thing is, you know, we're trying to go 1-0 this week against Cannon County, so we can't be looking ahead to that game. We got to handle our job this week if we want to put ourselves in a situation to compete for a home playoff game or a region championships. We got to take care of Cannon County this week, but it definitely will carry a lot of weight and a lot of excitement for everybody involved.
Coach, Cannon County, very improved team. They've got an outstanding quarterback in the Garrett kid. That can run it or throw it. I know it's got to trouble you a little bit with his just physical size. When they spread you out, you have the opportunity to, you're going to have some gang tackling with very few numbers, because we've seen film where they go, you know, 3 and 4 wide receivers and use him from tackle to tackle.
They do, you know, like you said, they're a much improved team. And they're playing very well right now. I know they've dropped 2 in a row to Gordon'sville and Clay County, but they're still a very confident football team right now because they're confident in their system. You can tell that they stick with what they do. You know, it don't matter if it's a play that puts them behind the sticks or the chains. You know, they're confident in what they do, so they continue to rep what they do, whether it's those now screens, the tunnel screens, the hitches, the quick game. Getting the ball out fast to the perimeter. They do a great job of blocking on the perimeter. Their receivers block very well out there, and they got a quarterback that can get the ball out there fairly quick. But like you said, he's also a big cat, so he can run the ball as well. You know, they don't run him much with designed runs, and he'll take off and scramble every now and then. But, you know, we've seen week to week where they will run him a little bit more than they will in previous weeks. You know, they ran him quite a bit against Gordon'sville, but they didn't run him as much against Clay County. But, you know, they do present a challenge because they force you to guard every blade of grass on the field. They spread you out so much. They try to get a thin box to where, you know, they can open up their run game a little bit. And then as soon as you maybe bring an extra linebacker in or a safety down, they'll sling it out there pretty quick to one of their perimeter guys, and they've got two really good receivers out there on the perimeter that can score from anywhere on the field or anytime they touch the ball. You know, their perimeter game, their downfield game, very improved, very good, very explosive. I think they're averaging, I want to say it's 20 to 30 something points a game right now. So, you know, if they give up 25 or 30 you know, it doesn't faze them much because they know they can have the potential to score 31 or 35. But, you know, we're going to have to be very disciplined. We're going to have to be fundamental. We're going to have to get lined up, mostly because of the tempo that they play at. And that's been a lot of their success is they run a play every about 12 to 14 seconds. You know, as soon as that ball is set, they're lined up ready to go and ready to snap it. So trying to simulate that in practice is a challenge in itself. But, you know, it helps them be successful, Cannon County, when they can sit there and run such a high tempo like that with very explosive playmakers on the perimeter. So you just got to be sound, you got to get lined up, and you just got to stick to your fundamentals.
Matt, I think you've already answered my question, but what concerns you most about the Cannon County Lions? Is it their run-pass offense that you never know what's going to happen, or is it more their up-tempo game?
It's probably the speed that they play at. Like I said, just because it's so hard to replicate in practice. You know, it's hard. There's no telling how they practice it with their varsity squad. But, you know, trying to just replicate it on the fly with your JV group or your scout group who's not accustomed to going that fast, you have to get multiple huddles. You get multiple coaches with different playbooks. And, you know, whatever your strategy is of, hey, you know, from this hash we'll do a run play, and then, you know, we'll have a second huddle ready on the next hash, and you're forcing your defense to run and move and talk and communicate, get signals. But the biggest threat is replicating their tempo to get prepared for their tempo. You know, I'm a big believer in you don't rise to the occasion just for the occasion. You rise to the level of your preparedness for the occasion. So we've got to be able to prepare our guys to face that tempo, and we'll try the best we can. But, you know, they do pose a threat with their dynamic playmakers. But the tempo is just so hard to replicate. That's probably their best asset, is going so fast.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you visiting with us. I know that you've got a lot to prepare for in Cannon County because they run that hurry-up offense, and, you know, their defense is not too shabby either. We talked about their offense a lot because they're averaging about 34 points a game, but Cannon has a good defense. Best of luck on Friday night at Owl Stadium, 7 o'clock. If the Owls win, they clinch a home playoff game, and then also have an opportunity to play Gordonsville in that Week 11 game. First time, I think, since 65, I look back and I've done forgot that the Owls and the Tigers have played in the final regular season of the game. Best luck, Matt.
Hey, thank you, bud. Mark, appreciate it.
Okay, we've been visiting with head coach Matt Dyer of the Smith County Owls, and we will have Murphy's Picks when we return, as we remind you, you're watching The Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner-owned and operated full-service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Regardless of where you call home, you can relax even more when you trust DTC Security to keep tabs on your home and your family's safety.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, three-window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Secure every corner of your home court with DTC Security.
Don't wait until something happens. Contact DTC Security now and take the worry away at your home.
And welcome back to the Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Farah, Justin Malden, doing the hard work behind the scenes. We appreciate what all he does for us. And Murph,
it's not time. Hard work. He's just pushing buttons, but he's pushing all the right buttons.
Well, I was going to say mentally, he has to be on his game every week.
Yes, he does.
Because if he doesn't, it messes us up. So we appreciate what he does. Let's go ahead and look at the football game nights. And that's going to be Cannon County coming over to Smith County. We've had both of those coaches on for interviews today. Murphy, that should be a great one. Friday night, it'll be 6:45 when the pregame's on. Our show comes on before that at 6, and then at 7 in Carthage at Al Stadium, a big game that could determine second place in the region.
And I think that one could go either way. And between those two schools, those two teams this year are probably as evenly matched as they've ever been.
Let's go ahead and look. Murphy's going to do some picks, and we're going to start with Cleveland at Bradley Central.
Well, that's the biggest game of the year in Bradley County. Cleveland is the county seat. Bradley Central just down the road a piece, but Cleveland's got a new coach, Coach Brown, who used to be at Red Bank, and I think Bradley could probably win that one by 40 points or more.
Jefferson County at Dobbins Bennett.
Well, I'd like to see that one. One of the coaches I interviewed in my statewide show this week is the head coach at Jefferson County. Both of those teams fighting for first place in Region 1, 6A. And I think Jefferson County, even though it's at Dobbins Bennett, I think Jeffco's got a chance to win that one.
Perfect. I got to tell you a quick one right here. My niece Chloe is now working at Cheddar's in Kingsport. And she says after the football games on Friday night, that's where everybody goes. So she was excited that it was going to be a big game. She has me look that up, and it's kind of funny that you got that on your picks. The battle in Chattanooga for supremacy at the Division II bigger level, and that's Baylor and McCauley.
Going to be a good one, I think. Both of those teams have got upwards of 12 players each from Canada. And TSSAA had a chance to put the brakes on that, but chose not to do so. Just a sidebar there. I think Baylor probably wins it this year. They got more underclassmen from last year returning. But those two schools have dormitories, and they can recruit anywhere on the globe. And I think that's wrong for high school football.
Middle Tennessee picks, you're looking at Mount Juliet at Gallatin.
That'll be interesting. Gallatin lost their quarterback last week in what looked like, I saw the film on it, looked like an intentional targeting call. And the Green Hill defender went right straight for Jack Straub's knee. And he was successful. Jack's out for the season. Mount Juliet really struggling right now. They did win one last week, their first win of the season. I think Gallatin still wins the game, but it'll be much closer without their starting quarterback.
And then DCA going to Friendship.
Friendship, one of the teams that has beaten Mount Juliet this year. That I don't know if that shows you how bad Mount Juliet is or how good Friendship Christian is, but I'm going to pick Friendship Christian in that one.
Of course, you don't know about Friendship Christian. They go to DeKalb and lose that game.
Right.
And DeKalb has struggled this year. And then you've got White County, who continues to impress. They beat Livingston by one. They get a big, impressive win, Murph, over a big rival that is, you know, they beat in the regular season a year ago. They've got a home win over Macon last week, 26-14. They're going to McMinnville to play Warren County.
Warren County had three wins in a row before last week, but I think that's going to be a really good game. White County, more of a smash-mouth football team, so I've got to go with White County in this one.
I talked to Kyle Shoulders and Daniel Cook, the Macon County principal, and he talked about you know, that he thought they were a smash mouth team, but they got out physical in Sparta. They had four turnovers didn't make in that opening half of their loss in Sparta last week. Let's go ahead and look at the West Tennessee picks. You got Christian Brothers at Briarcourt, Chris.
Thomas McDaniel, who won a state championship at Oakland, went back home to Bartlett. That's where he grew up, a suburb of Memphis. And he's the head coach and now the athletic director, both at Christian Brothers. But Phil Massey, who was the coach at Baylor for several years before returning to Memphis as well, I think Phil will outsmart, if you will, Coach Daniel, and I look for Briarcrest to win that one.
Dyersburg heading to the Alamo, not in Texas, but
no,
Crockett County.
That's true, and Crockett County is good as they've been maybe in the last 8 or 10 years. I talked to their coach last week, and he's pretty pleased with the way his team is playing. Only one loss this year so far for Crockett County. I think they get their sixth win this coming Friday night.
And then South Gibson going to Lexington.
Lexington should win that one going away. They're playing really well. Derek Carr, only in his second year as head coach at Lexington, but he's got those kids believing in themselves, and I look for Lexington to get a big win there.
Let's go ahead and look at Middle Tennessee and a game that could determine that region. Of course, I know Sequatchie has not played Giles County yet, but Watertown with that home win over Giles, you would think Murphy would be in the driver's seat if they could go to Dunlap and get a big region win.
It just depends on which Purple Tiger team shows up.
Right.
We have seen them play some great football and not so great football.
Well, the first two games of the year, they lose to Smith County and Gordonville, both close games. But they lost both of those games, and now they've reeled off four straight.
Yeah, and with that said, I still think Sequatchie wins it because it's on the turf at a artificial turf stadium.
Right.
And Sequatchie County doesn't lose at home a lot.
They're awfully good. And then two teams that have struggled, Murph. You got York sitting there at 0-6, and then DeKalb County. That's an old District 8AA game traveling to Jamestown.
That's a 4A team against a 2A team, and you would think DeKalb would be the overwhelming favorite. And I can't help but think DeKalb maybe does what they needed to do in the last 4 or 5 weeks, and maybe they start a win streak with a win at York.
Gordonville heading up to Westmoreland. That's an old district game, if you know Murph, Jackie Kelly. Of course, the former coach at Westmoreland, very successful there, and Gordonville heading up there. Gordonville's undefeated.
Yeah, they are, but you know who's one of the coaches at Westmoreland?
Mike Dickerson.
Mike Dickerson, one of our buddies, and as much as he knows football, especially defensive football, he's got his hands full this week. I got to go with Gordonville on that one.
Cannon County traveling over to Al Stadium.
I think, and I'm going to whisper this one, Cannon County probably wins the game.
The Lions in a close one, huh?
Yeah, so, ought to be a good one, though. There'll be a good crowd on both sides of the field,
be.
And I think everybody will have a big time, win, lose, or draw.
We want to thank all our sponsors. Pavement Restorations is our title sponsor. Huff and Puff Trucking, Citizens Bank, Sonica Carthage, Carthage Safeway, Community Wellness Clinic, and BDGR Excavation. Thanks so much for Justin Malden and Murphy Fair. I'm Terry Collins. Good night on The Box Score.
You've been listening to The Box Score. Join us weekly each Thursday for a new podcast episode, and make sure to subscribe and share so all get notified when new episodes arrive. On behalf of the crew at DTC Sports, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair, thanks for joining us.